Blog Talk Radio.
Satellite Guys Exclusive.
I guess this is a Satellite Guys Exclusive. Hello, everyone. This is Scott Griskowski, and welcome to our first ever live Scotty Chat. Scotty Chat, play on words, because we are hoping to hear from you and see what you want from tonight's Dish Network Charlie Chat. I usually don't like going by Scotty, but if the name fits, you use it. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Once again, I am Scott Griskowski, and we want you to call in and discuss with us what you want to see Charlie talk about tonight on the live Charlie Chat on Dish Network Channel 101. The number to call us tonight is a special number, 1-877-SAT-GUYS. It's toll-free. That number, 877-SAT-GUYS, 877-728-4897. When you call in, have some fun. Let us know what you'd like to see. Be realistic or be funny. Be whatever you want. Just talk to us. We've already got the line starting to fill up, and the chat room is also filled up at satelliteguys.us. If you're not in the chat room, just go to our main homepage, and right on the homepage you'll see the link to click to get right into our chat room. Come on in and say hello. The chat room is really, really full. We've got, just looking over the list real quick here, we got D Fergie. We got 120 in a 55. We've got Ccash, DB2, Gibbs, 4500, Hans, 1004, I4TAS, Jerry A72. Oh, we've got a big list here. I'll keep going over some of the names as we continue going on. But first, we already got a caller. So let's go to the 903 area code. And hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Matt, or 120 to 55. I guess
hey, how you doing?
Obvious. What I want to hear is about new HD, specifically sci-fi HD. I think a lot of us are waiting on that.
Well, with tonight's special guest on the Charlie Chat, if Charlie does not announce sci-fi HD, I'm going to be personally really, really disappointed, because everything's hinting up to it as of now, and it would be a slap in the face if they don't turn it on for us. So I know they're listening in the Charlie Chat Control Center right now in the actual studio for the Charlie Chat. So, Charlie, if you're listening, give us sci-fi HD this week.
That's it.
So what's going on, Matt?
Not a whole lot. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. It's kind of cool listening
to you. Yeah, same
guys.
Here. We decided to have a little fun with it tonight, and it's gonna be hopefully a fun time for everybody. And if you have anything else you want to discuss dealing with the satellite, let me know, okay?
No, I'll leave that for the smarter guys about the satellite. I'll just sit back and watch.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. That was Matt. That's 120 in a 55. He was calling us from the 903 area code, and we thank him for his call. And you, too, can get right online right now. We have six lines open at 877-SAT-GUYS, 877-728-4897. That is toll-free. We're getting some questions coming in the chat room, and people are wondering if Vince T3 is wondering if 61.5 is having issues with two transponders, and I'm not having any issues with them here. I went out and checked this weekend because I noticed a couple people were complaining about it. I did forward your comments over to some people I know at EchoStar so they could follow along and try diagnosing that. Hopefully we'll have something to talk about there tonight. Right now you're listening to the Scotty Chat, and I am Scott Griskowski. Once again, we have a lot of people coming into the chat room, so I want to give out the phone number. Well, you can call in and tell me what you want to hear Charlie Ergen talk about on tonight's Charlie Chat. The number is 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-728-4897. And we are live here. I'm coming to you from actually my house in Newington, Connecticut. And it's kind of nice here, but I'm kind of tired. This time change has really, really got me. One of the big things coming up this week is the launch of AMC-14 that will be going to 61.5. Hopefully on tonight's Charlie Chat, Charlie will discuss a little bit more in detail what they're planning on doing with the new 61.5 orbital location. And we've had a lot of discussions in the pub member area about what's going on there. In fact, we've been calling it what the insiders from Dish Network have been calling it. And that would be the Eastern Arc. What the Eastern Arc may end up being is Dish Network's new entirely MPEG-4 video service, where all the channels from 110, 119, and all the HD will be on one satellite, all in MPEG-4, APSK and MPEG-4. So that's something interesting there. And we've been talking about Eastern Arc for quite a while now, so hopefully Charlie shows us his cards a little bit. Oh, the phone lines are starting to fill up here. We got a couple people online now. First, we're going to go to the 952 area code. Let me click on a little button here. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, how about USA HD?
USA HD would be bundled with Sci-Fi HD, and also there's another one there called Chiller HD. So if we see one, we should probably see all three of them around the same time. And in addition, they're trying to bundle these channels together with the Olympics package for this summer. So we will see them. It's a question of when. And with tonight's special guest on the Charlie Chat, hopefully they make an announcement about at least USA and Sci-Fi HD tonight. Any other questions?
And how about HBO Zone?
HBO Zone is one I don't see them picking up anytime soon. The reason I say that is because I just did contract negotiations a couple of years ago, and HBO Zone was available then, and it would have been made available after those negotiations, and since it wasn't made available, I don't ever see it coming to Dish Network.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right, we got another caller on the line here. Let's go to the 707 area code. But either way, if you want to call in, you can do so by calling 1-877-SAT-GUYS. So let's go to the 707 area code, and let me click the button here. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Tyrellac.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing? All right. So what I was interested in is I noticed a new button when you with the 449 software on the 622. There's a new button in the Dish Online that says TV Entertainment. And I'm wondering if he'll say anything about that, because haven't heard much discussion about it.
Yeah, hopefully they do say something about that, because it is a new feature. And on the Charlie Chats, they like telling you about these new features they got, especially when it's a new feature that makes them revenue. And that TV Entertainment button there is going to make them a little bit of revenue. So I would expect them to talk about that, especially since the software is released. It's not a beta anymore. So if they want people to use it and spend their money, they're going to tell you what it is and how to use it.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. All right, we got another one filling up the lines here. Let me just click on the right buttons here. This is Satellite Guys. Actually, this is Scotty Chat tonight, and I'm Scott Kraskowski, coming to you live from Connecticut. The number to call in if you want to talk about what you think Charlie will talk about tonight on the Charlie Chat is 1-877-SAT-GUYS, the number 877-728-4897. All right, we're going to go to the 815 area code. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Hey, it's Goalie Bob. How's it going, Goalie Bob?
Not too bad. I just tuned in, and I heard that you had the lines filled up. Hey, good job.
Yeah, they're popping in. We got three on hold now, and it's pretty interesting to see people calling in and wanting to talk about the Charlie Chat. It's I find it hard to believe that people not only follow the Charlie Chat, but follow what we do here, and it's kind of nice to have people calling, and it's nice to be able to talk to Satellite Guys members across the country.
Yeah, I know. I think more people are wanting to see that Charlie Chats become more of an, instead of a sales promotion tool, why don't we get some real information like how they were in the past? And, you know, that's the biggest thing that Dish Network needs to do right now is communicate with their customers. DirecTV did it when they were going to launch these satellites, and now EchoStar needs to follow in the suit and the same thing and say, hey, this is when we're going to launch HD channels, and this is how you could stay with us, and we got more HD coming. And
yeah.
I have no doubt that they have it coming here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt there. And I do miss the Charlie Chats of old, where Charlie would sit down there and just hit buttons and take phone calls, just like we're doing tonight, where it was no holds barred, and you got the honest, candid Charlie. What we see now is just nothing more than marketing propaganda, or as I called it today in my multi-channel news segment, I called it a lot of fluff but no stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's really great that that you're mentioning this and we're getting the word out. And hopefully Dish Network will take a hold of this and kind of revise things a little bit and say, yeah, you guys are kind of right. Let's go do this.
Yeah, because ultimately if an informed consumer spends money better, if a customer's happy with what they're hearing and about the new products coming and about new features coming and they're not left in the dark, they're more likely to spend more money with that company because they're very happy with the service they're getting and they're happy with the candidness they're getting from that company.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Scott, I'll let you get it to the other lines. This is the Scotty Chat, not the Satellite Guys at US podcast.
Yeah, and that's Cody Bob. Thanks for calling, Bob.
All right, catch you later, Scott.
All righty, bye-bye. We got the lines full here. All six lines are now filled up, so we're going to pop in and go to the 952 area code next. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Zehant 1004.
Hey, how you doing?
I forgot to ask you, how about CNN HD?
CNN HD, that was a tricky one. I'd personally like to see it soon. In fact, I was watching it last night on my DirecTV system. Still not a lot there in HD, but what is there in HD looks really, really good. I don't have an answer for when we're going to see it. I would expect it sometime after May when we see some of this Eastern Arc 615 movement really start taking place, because they already have TBS HD, and since they have that channel, it's only just a matter of time before the rest of the Turner channels follow suit.
They are going to MPEG 4.
On the 615 bird, I expect everything on 615 to be MPEG 4. That includes standard definition channels.
How about 110 and 119?
110 and 119 are going to remain the way they are. The 615 is going to be part of a service called Eastern Arc, so that's the code name for it anyways. And everything on 615 is going to be totally MPEG 4. It's going to be a completely new system, a lot better picture quality, a lot more channel choices, a lot more HD.
Sound good. Thanks a lot. Oh,
thanks for calling. All right, we got the line still full here. So next up, when we're just waiting for this line to clear here, we're going to go to the 760 area code. So we're going to say good evening. Who do we have on the line?
This is the R. Wolf House, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, Richard?
Pretty good. Got a
handful
of hard drive questions.
Sure, go ahead.
When can I move it more than three times?
Well, every time we see a Charlie Chat, they say, by the time the next Charlie Chat happens, that will be in the software.
Right.
So tonight I expect to hear it once again, and no real changes there. I know it's something they're really, really looking at, because they've run into situations where their own personal machines for some of these engineers, they've needed to move them around and stuff like that, and people have lost their recordings to work for Dish Network, so it is a priority for them.
Oh, good. When can I get bigger than a 750 gig hard drive?
The big problem there is the drivers, from what I understand, and it's because that the bigger drives use more than one platter in them, and so it's kind of like having two hard drives in a case instead of one hard drive.
When can I attach it to the 211?
The 211 is supposed to be sometime around May.
Ah. And then my final question is, can I carry my 722 around that I own and use it as a DVR for playback only? Like I go to my second home and I have a free over the air system, but I just could record stuff and take it with me. Am I legally allowed to do that?
You're legally allowed to do that, and I haven't done it in a while. I've done it with some older systems, but I do believe it needs to be seeing some kind of satellite signal in order to work, even for the over-the-air tuners to work. And if you do have a secondary dish and you point it up in the air, then you'd be able to do that.
Okay, well, that answers all my questions.
Excellent. Well, thanks for calling, and thanks
you
for being
bet.
A satellite
I'll
guy.
Go back to the computer.
All righty, bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, we're here on the Satellite Guys Scotty Chat. Hope you're enjoying it. And we got a bunch of callers calling in. And right now I see a number I recognize, and I do believe that it is Claude from DishStore.net. Hello, Claude. Is this you?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Claude. How's it going?
I just thought I'd call and see how everything was going tonight.
Well, we're busy. The phone lines have been full since the start of the program, and I'm really happy with that, and hopefully Dish Network is taking this feedback and you know, using it to their advantage, and we're happy to do it for them.
Oh, absolutely. So anyway, so what are we giving away on the chat tonight?
Well, I don't know. You're the big giveaway guy. In case you don't know who's on the phone, this is Claude Greiner, and Claude is the owner of DishStore.net, and he's the guy that gives away all the great prizes. Well, he gives us the prizes, and my gorgeous wife gives away the prizes. Claude said, what are we giving away tonight? And I don't know. He's the boss. So what are we giving away, Claude?
Well, I was either thinking we can either make it a choice of the person who wins the prize. We can either do a Model 612 DVR, which is that new, which is our latest receiver that just came out. It's a dual tuner, one television receiver for high definition DVR. Or if the person already has DVR, we can do a 7-inch pocket dish.
A 7-inch pocket dish. This is the new one or the old one?
New one that just, I believe it's a new one that just came out last week.
Huh. Very interesting. So this is the new Arcos media player then, the 7-inch Arcos.
That's correct.
Okay, so you're going to do one or the other?
One or the other. So if they already have dish, you know, they're not, you know, they already have the HD DVR and they want to try the pocket dish, they can go ahead and just request the, you know, they can just request the pocket dish. If they want to add another receiver, maybe they don't have a VIP series receiver yet that'll handle it, then they can add the upgrade to HD.
Well, that sounds interesting, and a lot of people are interested in the prizes there, and I'm seeing that people are telling me that I'm a little low here, so let me turn my mic up a little higher. I don't know why my mic is auto-adjusting itself tonight. It's not supposed to do that, but I can see the fader going up and down. But that's a great prize, Claude. Both of those are great prizes, and someone will be lucky and win them right after the Scotty Chat tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in addition, we also have a great offer going on for anybody that's looking to actually get Dish Network service.
Tell us about it.
We've got our rebate offer. Basically, it's the same offer as if you went directly through Dish Network by calling Dish Network's main number, 800-333-DISH. You still get the free HD DVR. You still get the three credits of $39.99 in your first, 10th, and 20th month. However, we're offering a special rebate for our Satellite Guys members. The way it works is four levels of rebates. We have a $25 rebate, which if you sign up for our Dish Family Plan or if you do a no commitment. We have a $50 rebate. You take the 24-month commitment. You sign up for any standard definition programming package. $100 rebate. I take 24-month commitment, any high-definition programming package. And then finally, we do have a $125 rebate. Sign up for America's Top 200 or above, Dish HD with DVR Advantage, and do our credit card auto pay, $125 cash back. It's a really nice promotion going on. If you consider, you know, a lot of customers are getting the secondary high-definition DVRs or upgrading to the Model 612 for a $99 upgrade fee. And since you're doing HD anyways, it's $100. So you can almost consider, after the rebate, you can almost get two free high-definition DVRs.
This deal is actually the best deal anywhere on new Dish Network service. Would you be safe to say that?
I haven't seen anybody run a better deal. I mean, other people have got, you know, they give away the DVD players, you know, they give away the, you know, the stuff where you got to mail in for the, you know, you got to mail in for a gift card and pay the shipping and handling. It's very simple. You get the service from us, you get the rebate form from our website, you mail it in about within 2 weeks, even sooner. Some of we usually process them within a couple of days once we get them. We send you a check in the mail, you cash it, that's it.
Yeah, I should add that DishStore.net has been a sponsor of Satellite Guys for close to 4 years now. And if you look at the feedback of DishStore.net, their reputation is impeccable. Don't just search around Satellite Guys, search other forums as well, and you won't find complaints about DishStore.net anywhere. And that's a real big honor, Claude.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it, and we do work hard, you know, to take care of our customers. We try to, you know, provide the, you know, best level of customer service when people call in. And one of the nice things is when you are ready to order your service, you can call our office. Our sales reps are pretty knowledgeable in what you want. You know, you're not talking to somebody reading from a script. Most of our people truly do know what they're talking about, you know, what the receivers are capable of. You know, and we call up the correct prices so you know exactly what you're paying. There's no surprises when you get your first month's bill in the mail.
Well, that sounds really good. You got any specials for our listeners tonight?
Well, that was basically it. We do have the rebate offer is pretty much the best plan right now.
Well, you understand that people listening probably do have Dish Network right now.
That's true. What we could do is until Wednesday afternoon, we could do 5% off on any order placed on DishStore.net for customers looking for accessories, parts, or additional receivers.
All right, let's do that. We're not set up for it at the moment, but let's use the checkout coupon of chat. How's chat? C-H-A-T. We'll set that up after the chat tonight. And anybody shopping from Dish Store from now until, what did you say, Wednesday?
No, I think, let's do it till Friday. Why not?
We'll do it till Friday.
Friday at midnight.
Friday. Now until Friday, anybody who shops distro.net and uses the checkout code of chat will get 5% off your total purchase. So that's not a bad deal there, Claude.
Not a bad deal at all, actually.
Well, thanks for calling. We got other people on the line, and thanks for your support of Satellite Guys for all these years.
Yeah, as always, Scott, we do appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Claude. That's Claude Griner from the Dish Store and dishstore.net, and we're very happy to have him on the line with us and have him as a supporter of Satellite Guys. And let's see here. My control panel seems to be locked up. There we go. Okay, we do have another caller on the line. We're going to the 909 area code, and this person's been hanging out for a while. Hello, who's there?
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Doing John. Great. Who's this?
John.
Hey, John.
Hey, I'm curious about this limited number of receivers and why Dish hangs. You know, realistically, there are ways around it if you talk to the right people. Why haven't they implemented some kind of software control?
Are you talking about the four receiver limit?
Yeah, or I mean, it's a theoretical limit. It isn't, you know, it isn't real.
It's a total cost layout. Basically, is what they're doing there. They're trying to figure out how much equipment they're putting in someone's home.
Right.
The
but
way
if somebody wants to buy, if somebody wants to buy 10 receivers.
Right.
Okay.
If somebody wants to buy 10 receivers, the maximum they can really do. Technically, by the contract that Dish has with their programmers is six.
Right. But
now, I know other people who've got around that, but they're trying to wean that off. In fact, they won't let me have more than six, and I've got actually more than six receivers sitting here, and I've only got six activated.
Yeah, which is so dumb. I mean...
Well, no, it's not dumb. It's because they don't want people taking satellite receivers and putting them in their buddy's house.
Right, but wasn't one of the purposes of the Dish Pro movement to marry the LNBF to the receiver?
No.
Yeah, I think if you really got into one of the software changes that they were trying to implement was the ability to register that LNBF, give it a Social Security number, and marry it to a
receiver.
There
was talk about doing that at one time, but I don't think they ever went through with it out of some concerns.
Well, I think it's there. I don't think they've just ever turned it on.
It's quite possible, but I know it's not turned on.
Yeah,
I know they got this
thing about people, you know, realistically take the receivers to their second, you know, place, and they didn't. That seemed to be the only thing that I've heard, and they even had software workarounds for it.
Right, and the fact that on previous Charlie chats, you know, Charlie was saying you go to your summer home, just take your Dish with you and set up a Dish and plug it in, and you're good to go.
Right.
But now that kind of thing is forbidden, and even other things like RV waivers. You remember the RV waivers in the
uh-huh.
past? They won't even let you do that anymore.
Right.
And I don't think it's really a Dish network issue that they want to do. I think they would give you as many receivers as you want to pay for. It's a problem with the programmers.
Hmm.
The programmers want to make sure that the specific number of people are paying for the programming and paying for it all.
Right.
So that's the reason for it there. And I seen a question online today. Someone was looking to sign up for Dish network and wanted more than four receivers in the house, which was along the same lines, sort of, kind of.
Well, I know, you know, DirecTV doesn't hammer you.
No, they don't hammer you, but they're getting a little tighter.
Right, they're getting a little bit tighter, but they you know, they'll take all the business you can get, you know.
Right.
Especially, you know, the switch capability. I mean, you can trunk these things, and you can have a bunch.
Oh, yeah, the 44-plus switch is a beautiful switch, and it can do a lot.
So
and,
I've never understood why they haven't exploited, because that's, you know, talk about, you know, the DVR fees that they collect because it's on an individual versus a home, you know, an account. They're throwing money away that's theirs for the asking, you know.
Well, yeah, Dish Network does a lot of things like that where they seem to push people away from spending money at the company.
Right.
And to me, it doesn't make any logical sense why they're turning money away.
It's easy money.
Yeah, it's easy money, and it's money that should be going into the shareholders' pockets, and instead it's just laying on the floor. And the customer gets aggravated and goes to DirecTV. I see it, unfortunately, too many times. And it's a good comment, and I'm sure that people are listening right now down in the Dish Network headquarters, and hopefully they're taking notes and paying attention because they are losing money because of things like this.
You know, they worry about account stacking, but with today's technology, I just see that as an excuse instead of, you know, implementing a software solution to this thing.
Yeah, I was talking with actually somebody today, and they were talking about how you can use the VIP like 622 and 722 to call home over your internet connection.
Right.
And that could be one way you know, prove that you're not stacking accounts. But in my house, that won't work. Upstairs,
why not
just
marry the LNBF to the receiver?
Right. Well, even that won't work for me because I've got two separate dish systems here. you know, I got the old legacy system, which is basically used for the downstairs.
Right.
And I've got the DishPro Plus upstairs.
What?
You know.
And where I'm at, I'm saying realistically, you do it with the DishPro technology. Any installation that's going to happen today, they're going to put in, you know, the DishPro technology, and that's what you use. If somebody says
that. Terrellack in the chat brings up a good comment saying, you know, the LNBs go bad all the time. Can you imagine if every customer's receiver stops working because the LNB failed?
Mm-hmm.
That would actually be a mess, and that could actually be a big problem there. So it's definitely something that, you know, that is an issue, and I understand it, and Dish probably understands it, but there's probably more that we're not seeing the big picture here. Why they're not allowing for
them? And when we're on that, do you ever see them going to just the account fee for DVRs, or are they, you know, we were stupid to allow it to happen, and you know, instead of on individual receivers? Cause
I remember Charlie saying on the Charlie chat that they don't charge for hard disk recording, and he was proud of that fact at one time. And then he finally smartened up and said, "There's money on the table." But if you know me personally, I have the America's Everything package.
Right.
And the only reason I subscribe to the America's Everything package is not because I watch the premium channels. I can't remember the last time I watched anything on HBO.
Exactly. It's to get rid of the stupid fees.
Because I have five DVRs in my account, and that's I'm saving money by having the Everything package. But it's kind of silly for a person to have the Everything package. I'd rather pay a $10 a month flat fee per account for as many DVRs I have in my account,
right?
And then call it even with that, you know.
I just see it as greed, you know, on the Dish Network part. And if the customer didn't accept it, you know, I mean, you don't do it at DirecTV. So, all right. Well, thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for calling. Have a good night. All right, you're listening to the Scotty Chat. I'm Scott Kraskowski. You can call us right now. We got lines open once again. The number, special toll-free number tonight, is 1-877-SATGUYS, SATGUYS. Or if you need the numbers, because you don't have the alphabet on your telephone, it's 1-877-728-4897. I'm going to take a sip of my grape Kool-Aid that I have here. And we'll be right back here with Satellite Guys.
US is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
And we got to thank all our Pub members for their support of Satellite Guys, and it's because of them that we're able to put in a new server. And it's my understanding that our brand new dual quad core Xeon processor server with full RAID 10 will be at our ISP this coming Thursday. So once we work out the logistics with the ISP to getting it installed and all cross connected, there could be a little bit of downtime this weekend, just a couple hours while we move the databases over to the new server. But thank you to our Pub members for making this possible. You know, other people run their servers off of old junk machines in their garage, but we're proud of our technology and proud of how big we've grown. And we're proud of you, our members, and our Pub members for making this all possible with our new server. So, anyways, we got 16 minutes remaining to the show tonight. I'm Scott Kraskowski. You're listening to the Scotty Chat. Call in right now at 1-877-SAT-GUYS. Let me know what you want to hear Charlie Ergen talk about tonight on the Charlie Chat. The Charlie Chat is just about a half hour away. The guys are in the studio getting ready. I understand the special guest has arrived in the building, and it's going to be a fun time down there tonight. I don't know of any surprises. They're being very, very, very tight-lipped out of Dish Network at the moment, and I don't blame them, and hopefully they have a nice surprise for us. I'm not promising anything, but the way they're acting, hopefully they have something up their sleeves. We have no callers on the line right now, so it's a perfect time for you to get through. The numbers, again, is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's toll-free, 1-877-SAT-GUYS. Let's see here. I'm just reading the chat, and Someone's asking for 45 minutes tonight. Yep, we're 45 minutes because we do have the Charlie Chat. And where I'm at right now, I'm in my actually in my kitchen, and I got all the doors closed so you can't hear the kids screaming and the wife yelling at the kids and things like that. So I'm actually at a place where I cannot see a television at the moment. And I need to get upstairs in front of, you know, the big screen TV in the bedroom and enjoy the Charlie Chat with everybody else in the chat room. Let's see here. I'm just looking right now. DB2 wants to know about Charlie covering the credit card auto pay and paperless billing tonight. And actually, DB2, that is not a dumb question tonight. In fact, it's a very good question. And the reason why that's a good question is because with paperless billing and credit card auto pay, you can get, I believe it's Cinemax, for a year for only a penny. And that's not a bad deal at all. I believe it's Cinemax or Showtime. I don't recall off the top of my head, but it's one of those pay channels you can get for an entire year for a penny just by switching to credit card auto pay and paperless billing. Okay, we got the phone lines starting to fill back up again, and if you want to get out, we have 13 minutes remaining. The number is 877-SAT-GUYS, S-A-T-G-U-Y-S, so 877-728-4897. We're going to go to the 913 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
How you doing tonight?
Doing good. Who's this?
This is Digital Echo out of Kansas.
Hey, I got a PM from you earlier. How you doing?
Very, very well, and you?
Not too bad. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I also just wanted to make sure of the other people on the forums, you know, from what you and I discussed earlier today, just to, you know, just be careful when you're online and you have personal information out there.
Yes, that's a very important thing there. And I'm not going to discuss your specific situation there. But I'm going to broadly generalize because it's a little different than what you experienced. But if you're a Dish Network employee and using Satellite Guys from work, do not post messages from work on Satellite Guys. In fact, when you go home from work, don't use the same username that you use at work to post to Satellite Guys. Instead, have two separate accounts and only post from home. I can't stress that enough. And that's a little different in your situation, but along the same line, sort of, kind of, and I don't want to go further than from there, but I can't stress enough that if you work for one of these companies, have two sets of identities, one for work so you can check the site, and another one from home so you can be an active participant.
Even away from work or at work, if you're a technician, you just have to remain professional.
Yes. Anything else going on tonight?
I had a couple of questions for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Is there going to be any difference between 61.5 and 129 as part of a HD packages in the future? Would you recommend pointing to all four birds?
You shouldn't have to. If everything I'm hearing about Eastern Arc is correct, you shouldn't have to worry about other birds other than 61.5 for the immediate future. However, I would not flip your dish over to 61.5 until Dish Network calls you up and says, hey, guys, if you want more HD content, you may want to flip your dishes over to 61.5. We'll send somebody out to your house. When that happens, that's the time to go for it. Don't do it now. Don't buy a new dish. Don't buy some new switches. Don't try getting prepared for it. Just wait. It's going to save you money, and when it happens, you'll be, you know, switched over almost instantaneously because they want people to be using this new satellite, which they're launching this week. And they want people to enjoy all the great new programming coming across it in MPEG-4.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. I enjoy the website, and keep it up, bud.
Great. Thanks for calling. And we got another caller on the line here. Before we take that call, we're going to once again mention the phone number. It's 877-SAT-GUYS. It's toll-free at 877-728-4897. We're going to go to the 662 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Mark D.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. I was wondering about their programming DVR through the Internet. I know it wasn't working too good, what they had tried to build for.
It wasn't working. It was sucked. It wasn't working good. It sucked. That's the way it was when they did that test there. I've seen high school kids make better programs than what came out of the Dish Network Engineering Department for that beta test for remote DVR programming. Dish Network really needs to take a look at what DirecTV is doing with their remote programming and steal it. That's the only way I can say it. It works.
Are they working on anything new?
They're still working on it, but from what I hear, they're still doing it in Flash. And there's no reason for it to be in Flash because, number one, Flash slows down everybody's computers.
Yeah.
From work, a lot of companies don't allow you to run Flash on your computer. So you can't program your DVR from work if your company is blocking Flash. And there's other reasons there as well. But Flash is so slow. And if you use that beta test that they had, where you can only go 10 channels at a time, and then you had to hit the page down button and wait another 15, 20 seconds for it to load the next 10 channels, Dish Network has over 500 channels. And to get to the channel you want, it was just ridiculous. And it was the most stupidest programming I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I wish they'd just scrap it and start all over.
That would be my guess, and if I was running the department, that's what I would do. but my recommendation would be again to be look at what DirecTV is doing and go out and steal it. That's the best thing for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, besides that, I hope they announce more HD tonight. I don't know if they will or not, but hopefully they will.
Yeah, hopefully they will. I have no insight of tonight's Charlie chat, so I honestly can't tell you yes or no. But with tonight's special guest, there's a hope, there's a glimmer there, and I know a lot of people at Dish Network are really excited about it, and they really, really promoted this chat tonight internally for Dish Network employees.
All right. Well, I'll let you get on your next call then. I was just sort of curious if you heard anything new about their download internet programming.
No, nothing new in that. Hopefully they mentioned it tonight in the chat, but I do thank you for your call.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. We got a couple minutes left. In fact, we got about 8 minutes left here at Satellite Guys US on our Scotty Chat as we get ready to join together and watch tonight's Charlie Chat with Charlie Ergen. And if you want to call in, it's not fat guys. There's no F there, although I am a fat guy. You can call us at 1-877-SATGUYS, SATGUYS. That's 877-728-4897. We've got another caller coming in now from the 229 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
How about it, Scott? It's Steve.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Pretty good. I had a question. If you could be more specific on the Eastern Arc.
Eastern Arc's kind of hard for me to be specific on because it's constantly changing. In a nutshell, and the way it's been explained to me by numerous people, and Eastern Arc is taking 61.5 and clearing off all the international channels, getting rid of Sky Angel, taking advantage of the Rainbow One satellite spot beams so they can do local and local high definition to many areas of the country. And since they're clearing it off and it's like a brand new bird starting from scratch, basically building a brand new satellite company, essentially a total new satellite company at 61.5, where you'll have all your channels from 110 and 119, plus all kinds of new high-definition content, all entirely in MPEG-4 format.
Really?
Yeah, right. And it's a...
So it would replace what I have on 110 and 119, I just watch 61.5.
That's correct, and there's other benefits there for them, including, an updated security system and other things there, so that way the customer can get more out of it, especially when you consider that people can watch more, HD channels because there'd be more room for it over there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that, in a nutshell, is what the Eastern Arc project is being described as. And, I've seen bits and pieces here, and I should emphasize that the Eastern Arc project is still all rumors. It's taking the information we're getting from various departments and various people that we talk with at Dish Network and basically putting together pieces of a puzzle. But the pieces of the puzzle, especially if you're watching the new Uplink Center that we have, that DigiBlur put together for us, that new Uplink Center, you can see the pieces of the puzzle coming right together, and it's all going to happen. It's starting to fall into place now with the new spot beams being turned on last week, and you're going to see a lot of high-definition stuff starting around the end of April, early May. This new satellite's going to 61.5. It's going to just start hopping, and everybody's going to say, well, where did this come from?
Do you have any insight on whether Tallahassee might be some of those local and locals in, say, the next 6 months or so?
I honestly don't have any of the information on the local and locals. We used to get advance notice of the local and locals, but part of the problem was areas where they thought they can go in and negotiate, a good, fair contract on those areas. they weren't as easy to get the fair agreements that they wanted, and they took them longer than they wanted, so they had to move on to other areas where they could offer this, because all that space up there is money, and if they're not filling that space, they're not making any money.
Right. Okay, well, just one more comment. I'm out of town tonight, so I can't watch the chat, so I'm going to be on y'all's chat, but try to keep us updated on what he's saying.
We'll try that, and, you know, maybe even play the Charlie Chat drinking game tonight. Who knows? But if you miss any part of it, because you're not home, we will have the full recap online. Dee Fergie's in the room now, and he's our guru at recapping all this. And as soon as the chat's done, you'll catch the recap, and then after that, some sound bites will be put up, and pictures will be put up from the chat.
Okay, that's great. Y'all take care, buddy.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, everybody, you're listening to the Scotty Chat, the first Scotty Chat, and I've had a good time doing this tonight. We got about 4 minutes remaining of tonight's show, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and being satellite guys. You know, you see other sites, you know, offering podcasts and doing things, but we're the only real site that does our own podcasts and broadcasts, and it makes us rather unique, and it's something that we love doing for you guys. We really love talking to you. You know, if we had our way, we'd be able to go in a big room somewhere and have a nice big meeting and say hello to everybody, and that's the way we do things. You know, we had a great time last year with Charlie Ergen when he came by the Satellite Guys party at Team Summit, and who knows what's in store for this year. We're looking at a couple things, and let me see here. We got 3 more minutes remaining, so once again, if you want to call in, the number is 1-877-SAT-GUYS, SATGUYS, which equals 1-877-728-4897. And this week in the Uplink Center, you may see a couple changes as DigiBlur is working on our Uplink software to make it even easier to follow up what's going on in these changes that are going on for the Uplinks. And it's my feeling that we're going to be seeing a lot more Uplink activity over the next couple weeks, as this network gets ready to move on this, what I call Eastern Arc project, and it's going to be very, very exciting. And, man, oh, man, we've had a great time tonight. I'm looking in the chat room now and saying, will the Eastern Arc use only 61.5 or multiple birds? And I've heard it's going to be multiple birds, but it's not going to be 77 degrees. I don't know where bird number 2 is going to be, but I am told that everything on 110, 119, and having plenty of room for lots of new HD content, including HD local and local, can be had off 61.5. Don't forget, there's 3 satellites there, and once Sky Angel goes dark on March 31st, they'll have extra transponders going over to Dish Network for their use. So that really opens the door. A lot of room there. The MPEG-4 compression is really, really good. It's using 8PSK, which also helps with the compression. I know DigiBlur is going to correct me on that in the chat room, saying 8PSK is not compression, it's a format change or something like that. But it's going to be really neat. The Eastern Arc is not 110 or 119. Just reading along here in the chat. Longtime DNC says, can't see 61.5 here, no way at all. I don't know about that, because the Voom service, the old Voom DBS service, was a nationwide service. And I know people in Washington State and California and, you know, other places around had, you know, and you guys making fun of me now, but other places have had been able to get the Voom service without any problem. And as I said, DigiBlur's making fun of me because 8PSK is a modulation scheme. Okay, I've been slapped by DigiBlur. If you're just tuning in, we're on our final minute here of the first ever Scotty Chat. After the chat's done, please leave your comments online and let us know if you want us to do it again. It's just something we decided to do, so that way hopefully you would get some interest in tonight's Charlie Chat. But not only that, so that you could give your feedback to the people at Dish Network of what you'd like to see from Dish Network. And it's a really, really unique thing here, and I'm proud to do it for you. And if you want us to do it again, just let us know, and we'll be happy to do so. We're coming up to about 30 seconds left here in this inaugural broadcast of the Scotty Chat. So I want to wrap up by thanking everybody for joining us tonight. And remember, stay in the Satellite Guys chat room. And if you're not in the chat room, you can get there by going to www.satelliteguys.us. And right there on the main screen, you'll see a place where you can click and enter the chat room. Join us, because we're going to have our Charlie Chat chat, which is just starting in just a couple seconds here. I'm going to run upstairs with my laptop and get hooked up. And we will see you there. You can win some great prizes, a 612 DVR or a 7-inch Arcos media player. Thanks for joining us. I'm Scott Gruskowski. We're out of time.